When you look within, you find emptiness. Are you empty? If you ever tried to meditate, if you are a meditator, and if the idea of meditation brings up bile to your throat. Okay, who else? Oh, those who couldn't give a shriveled nut for the idea of mediation. All people. The only thing meditation wants you is to look within. You spend almost all your life looking outward, and have no idea about what is inside. Please don't argue. What you think is inside is also outside. The thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, are still outside. Outside of what? You ask? Outside of the inside. When you manage to stay awake, stay aware, and wade through all the stuff that is outside, even though they are within your skin, you get to a place where what you see is nothing. No thing. Nothing to see. And you get scared. You wanted to see what is at your core, and you saw an empty space. No thing. No beauty. Not a shred of courage. Or special person. Or brilliance. So you go back into the world and double up your pretending. But you shouldn't. The self, the core of a human, every human is no thing. It's energy. It is pure energy. The energy of goodness, and beauty, and courage, and brilliance, and all the virtues you have ever heard of, and all that you haven't. And if you are willing to consider that as yourself, because that is you, then life can change, because suddenly you can be the boss. Or the word that Art of Hunting Humans uses, the captain of the ship called you. So there is a ship called, your name, and the captain of that ship sits in the middle of it. I like that book's analogy because it is easier to see that warships have a crew. And it is easier to see when the crew is making their own decisions, completely and absolutely unaware that there is a captain. Much like any of the 8 billion people today on Earth. Except the superiors, as the book calls them. I call them the 1,000. Each and every 1,000, superior, learned the nature of the ship, and the role of the captain from someone who knew. Knew, but not necessarily lived accordingly. Or even have ever made connection with the captain. Much like I learned to connect to source from someone who learned it from yet another person, who learned it from even yet another person. And none of those in the chain of communication actually connected. So knowing how it is isn't enough. So how come I did, how come I could? My example can guide you. By the time I got to the point of someone teaching me to connect happened after 18 years of me diligently chipping away at and robbing the crew of the warship me of their say-so. The crew is what gets between you and your core. Between you and the captain. Between you, who you think you are, and who you really are. There are bigger ships. I am a medium-sized ship. So what does it mean chipping away in terms of real life? Before the chipping away, every member of the crew has a say in everything. It is like a democracy of fools. No care, no concern about the whole, no care about the direction of the ship, no care about any other crew member. Every goddamn crew member has a say, and it is a cacophony of voices. When I attempt to teach you something, I become just one of those voices. That is why I have been able to have no results with you. When I speak to you, I hear other voices and you speak over me. Argue. Or try to interpret. So I am relegated to be just one voice among the many. I am relegated to be one of the crew. The job is to take the power away from the crew, one by one. I teach about 50% of those voices in my Invisible Dynamics course. It is easier to dethrone the voices if you know how the dynamics work, if you know how they came about, how they are the way they are, what their concerns are. Slowly and painstakingly, the job is to take their power away, one by one. The personality, the racket, the self-concern, the ITCH, the pebble in your shoes, the perpetration slash withhold, the scarcity, the neediness, the wantiness, the having to slash needing to slash wanting to slash should. Even just one of those neutralized gives you access to the self. So why would you be willing to do so much work to get access to the self? That is what you are thinking. Am I right? The answer is simple. Your self is the source of everything that makes life worth living. The source of the energy that makes work cause fulfillment. The energy what transforms sex to lovemaking. That transforms marriage into a partnership, a companionship. That transforms a house into a home. An on-again off-again relationship with your life into unconditionally loving. The unconditional love activator is a simple activator. If you can allow it to work on you, it can silence the crew that is protesting. It can silence the precious I who you consider yourself to be, and allow the two selves to connect. So what happens when you, who you consider yourself to be, and yourself, the core, the empty space connect? You see, that empty space is like a vertical pipe. It goes from the center of the earth to all of it. Source. So the moment you, who you consider yourself to be, connect to the self, through the self you can be connected to all of it. That is a can be, because it needs you to intend to connect. Intention is not the same as wanting. You have been wanting all your life, but intending? Most of you have never intended anything. Intention comes from the self. As responsibility, and even the will. But once your two selves can connect, you can activate the spinal wave. And life will never be the same. The 1000, aka the superiors, unconsciously activate the spinal wave, and their effectiveness comes from there. They are entirely acting on the captain's orders, not on the many voices of the crew. Is the crew silent in them? No. But who they consider themselves to be doesn't listen to the crew, or not often. If and when they do, they stop being a 1000. And this takes us to something very important. Yesterday's accomplishment is a memory today, unless it is consolidated. If it stays in existence. In this work we primarily work with energy-like stuff. And energy, the moment isn't fed, disappears. The path between the two selves, the moment you stop giving it energy, grows into a tangle of brambles. Meaning, you can't permanently shut up the crew, the voices, anything. Just like you are told to brush your teeth every day, I tell you to attend to your spiritual self every day. It takes time, and it takes undisturbed, uninterrupted time. Alone time. If your entire day has background noise, the TV, radio, music with words, people, you won't be able to consolidate. You won't be able to stay in touch with and heed the self's guidance. You will be like the ship that has no captain, and every crew member will have a voice. The loudest, the worst voices win. Just look at America. Can you see that the warrior women, simple crew members, holler and occupy airtime? No head. No captain. A ship going in zigzag to no good place, guaranteed. So what could change you, the you consider yourself to be, to actually do work that you have never done? To do work consistently? Some hope or desire to get to the promised land? The desire for freedom? A life you love? Power? I say all of these propeller-like energies are insufficient to keep you consistently in action. They are weak, and even the memory of a little success sucks the energy out of them. So you'll stop. You'll say you have enough. So what will give you enough energy to stay consistent? You need to find your jet engine energy. Mine is hate. Hating anything that is not magnificent, anything not all it can be, in me. I don't direct my hate at people, not even at establishments. I direct it to where I have power. My actions, my words, my attitudes. What I do, what I say, and how I do what I do. Occasionally I find some hate directed to where I have no power. And I hate that. So I kill it. My parents were Holocaust survivors. So I had no grandparents, no cousins, no uncles, no aunts. Just my wounded parents who didn't know how to love. Occasionally I had hate flare up. Like yesterday. I pulled it back, and hated hate instead. And then I wept. Grieve the suffering, grieve the millions of lives, whether they were Jews or not. And then I noticed that a little hate seeped in, hate of ideology, hate of the ones who just follow orders, hate of the ones who think they know. So I pulled it all back, and looked at my ideology, and me following orders, and me knowing everything. And I hated that instead. P.S. Can you keep the path open between the two selves by listening to the Unconditional Love Activator audio daily? Or drinking it in your liquids, infused with the energy? The answer is no. Unless you actually do the work, yourself, consciously, the effects will wear off. The activator will support you in doing the work, but it cannot do it for you. And it won't. Unless you unite your two selves and become the captain of the ship, a captain with a voice, you will remain the same as you are now. P.P.S. Where should you start? Pick one of the invisibles, and work on it. For most of my current students, the personality/identity will be the easiest to work on. The decisions you made about how to be when you were too little to make sense of the world. The eager beaver, the jumping jack, the I can't trust anyone, the Eeyore, the I am a chipper happy camper, the I am a liar, I am always right, etc. etc. Go back to the originating incident, and see that your decision was stupid. A killing life stupid. And start not following it like a religion. Don't fight it. Weaken it. Find different ways to be, experiment. Be diligent about it. It's not wrong, but it is not right. Killing life is never right. And if you need coaching, contact me. If you have the Unconditional Love Activator, use it. If you don't, get it. Use it to help you, not as something that will do the work for you. Get the unconditional love activator.